two of the visual motifs that Matisse explored during this period, circular forms and the play of darkness and light, come together in the still life paintings along this wall.
Even though these works may seem smaller or perhaps more quiet than the large monumental paintings that we know Matisse made in 1916, these still lives have an incredible connection with these larger works and have their own sense of monumentality in the way that they're painted, in the beauty of them, their majesty in a way.
With Bowl of Oranges, it seems clear that the painting went through some significant temporal change. It does seem clear that some of the heavy painting is concealing things which have gone on underneath. Because the paint is so compacted, the effect has been to bring up the surface around the still life with a similar sense of density to what is in it. And the sheer tactility of the paint working in relationship to the tactility of a graspable subject like a small still life.
It's a good word to use, I think, tactility, because this small still life has such a great sense that white paint, there's such a sense of love of pigment and slathering it on with a palette knife or playing with it with this brush on the left side where you can see this kind of beautiful hatch strokes. We also know that white is so thick on the painting. It's the areas of light, the idea of the place where it would be most ethereal, and it's the thickest on the painting.
Yeah.
It's so lovely.
You know, like Cézanne said, that, you know, light can't be painted. It's got to be represented by something else. And in this case, they're representing means by the paint.